Spirit Talk
with Sil and Jay.
Good afternoon on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm Jay, and this is Spirit Talk. Sil has today off, or took today off, I should say. Well, I'm here with my best friend and brother, and he came up for a visit.
That's right, Jay.
This is Pat.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Jay's people?
So prepare yourself. This is probably going to be a very explicit show, so...
Fuck no.
Put your seatbelt on and hold on. Pat, I met. It's kind of crazy. I had a brother, half-brother, I should say, that was 16 years older than I was, and I always wanted a half-brother.
You want half of a brother?
Yeah. Wow. So, and this is great. So, I always wanted an older brother, and when you put things out there, I feel like a lot of things to talk about is like manifestation and how things come into play or into your life when thinking about it a lot. And I've always wanted an older brother. And here Pat came into my life where I've come from a very rough kind of childhood and chaotic and stuff and still have to this
still
day.
That way.
Yeah, still have very much trust issues. And especially with males, and it's very unique and ironic, and it's a great story how Pat and I came about, and I had already started this job. We both.
It's only great for him.
We
it's not that great for me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, so 2 years into the job, I think I was there, and Pat came in, and I personally have problems with electronics and things of that nature. Me and electronics do not get along. I don't know. I get very irritated with them very easily, very quickly, and very frustrated with them. So I tend to find people who have that talent and let them deal with that. So, but anyway, so Pat came into my life, and he came up to me with... he had issues with his tablet.
Perfect. There's never a problem.
No,
with those tablets.
No electronics.
I still don't understand how you broke 11 of them.
They drop. They fall. So yeah. So
call it what you want. Yeah.
So it was great, and then all of a sudden it I think it was a few weeks.
It blossomed into what we have today, which is beautiful friendship.
So
I always wanted a big brother too, you know, when I was growing up.
But it was very very ironic how him and I met, and it was like 2 weeks prior before him and I actually talking that I believe I read for your
assholes
your niece,
attract Jay. See
your niece?
No, me and you, two assholes. They attract.
Okay, but your niece that I read for, I believe.
Oh.
Anyway, and that came about how, you know, small world and how
you knew my niece
that I read for.
Yeah.
And it was funny how I, you know,
you grew up in Scotia. I went to Scotia for a little bit. I went, you know, elementary, kindergarten, all that. Ninth grade.
Scotia, small town. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, I hate to cut down them trees along Mohawk Ave there. All the big trees that used to be up.
Oh, yeah, along the side.
Yeah, and they cut them all down. So, you want to talk about, let me get my rock.
Oh, yeah. So one of the expos that I was a part of, Pat came, and there was a stand that was selling stones and crystals, and Pat bought a beautiful malachite there. And
it's beautiful. It's powerful, too. I can feel it when I pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said I want a big, giant one I can just lay on. You know, get that real. It'll probably levitate me.
Very powerful healing stone.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Got that at Jay's, did the expo down there in Saratoga, right?
Yeah, Saratoga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I live about, pretty close to that. So I went down and seen Jay and spent the day with him. He was doing his book signing.
I tell you what, that was kind of like a mystical, magical day. You know, just having some of the confirmation and some of the people came up.
No,
and
I saw the conversations you had there, and people were very, blessed is the right word, but they were blessed to hear what you said because they agreed with it and felt it and had it happen to them, and
Well, just them being
Jay's had a couple beers, everybody.
Yeah, no. But when they just are attracted to me, they came up to me and they were telling me things that they were getting.
A magnet.
I was very
blessed.
And
they have a magnet, you know what I mean? It's like...
To me, it didn't mean anything else. Those things meant a lot to me and those conversations, and I very much appreciate that.
Well, I'm sure they had things to say that were important and made you think, right?
So Pat has also witnessed me when we did the gallery there in Rotterdam. And that was my first experience going into a trance. I started reading for somebody, came up on stage, and I was very nervous and panicky. And all of a sudden,
I don't think he knew who he was.
No, it was weird because I felt like I had a hard time catching my balance.
It was almost like somebody was speaking for you.
Yeah.
Speaking through you, like they had like control of you.
And that's something that I've been trying to ask for and manifest.
I don't know,
why
the hell you want that? Jeez, no thank you.
You know,
people talking through me, man.
I don't read books. But one of the things that attracted me was the book called Nothing So Strange. And it talks about Arthur Ford, who was...
Oh, yeah, that's your guy.
Yes, Arthur Ford was a well-known trans medium who broke Houdini's code. And, who was possessed by a man named Fletcher. It's a great book. I suggest reading it if you're into that kind of thing. I'm all about learning that kind of stuff.
No reading arithmetic, Jay.
Yeah. I do not read, folks, but that is a great, great book.
You can read it to me sometimes. We'll have like a poet's corner type thing, but only you can read me books and I'll listen and comment.
So, okay. Yeah. So we're good with the books.
You want to talk about trucking? You want to talk about fucking trucking?
Trucking was good back in the day.
When I first started, it was good.
Yeah.
They had trucks. You actually had to drive shift gears.
And multiple gears.
Multiple 18 speeds.
Yeah. Split shifters.
Jake brake going.
Oh, yeah.
Shifting
while the Jake.
That's the song of my people, the Jake brake. That's the song of my people. Not anymore. All this electronic things that they think they're helping you with the automatic braking and lane departure.
All the freaking sensors, too, and the safety
It's bullshit.
That. Yeah.
Cameras all over, which is good in case you get an accident, as long as you didn't do something wrong.
Right.
It's good for an accident. Like that time I had the wrong way driver on 287 in Jersey there. And it didn't even... The guy, he was coming at me. I couldn't tell what lane he was going to be in. I said, should I stop? And I'm like, well, even though we're moving targets harder to hit than a stationary object. So I just kept going. But he went right by me and going the wrong way in the other lane.
Wow.
And you think the seat, nothing happened. No safety shit happened. Nothing popped off. It was like...
No, it was great back in the day because, you know, a lot of people respected trucks. It was nice travel. It was easy going, and you were able to stop and help.
People shitting in bags and throwing it in the parking lot and stuff like that.
Trash.
Sorry, that's the way it is.
Nobody cares anymore.
They're just no couth, no pride, no
respect.
No respect. That's right. It's gone. It's not fun anymore.
But yeah, I mean, we both have a lot of stories. We've both been doing that for a very long time, and
We love it.
Well, it's one of those things. That's once it's in your blood, that's it. You know,
and, it sucks now. It does.
You know, you get tired of it. You try to get away from it, and somehow it just drags and sucks you back in. It's just, you know.
Well, the schedule sucks. You know?
But I feel like the importance of being respected as a truck driver, people don't seem to understand the hours and the long hauls that we do. And if it wasn't for trucks, America would probably stop.
Well, yeah, and yeah. you know, people don't care, Jay. They don't give a shit. And see, I always give somebody a break. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll even let cars in when the construction zone comes up and everybody runs up on. You know what? It ain't no sense in getting all hostile about it. It ain't gonna make anything better. But it's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
These people with the high beams on, I just wanted to take a hammer and smash their lights out.
Oh, yeah.
They're killing me. They're killing my eyes.
Yeah. Or the ones that get in front of you and they slam on their brakes to brake check you, and you've got 80,000.
Or fly by you, and their exit's right there. And so they cut in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To make the exit.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait that. Wait 2 seconds, people. It's not that big a thing. Wait 2 seconds.
The thing is, too, we're big vehicle. We can't feel behind us if we tap something, hit something, something runs into us. We cannot feel that at all.
Unless it's a good hit, you don't feel much.
So we have some blind spots, you know, and people don't take that in consideration.
That's how I got into that accident. That lady was sitting there right in my blind spot. I should have been able to see her. I don't know why I couldn't see her.
Yeah.
I couldn't see her headlights or anything. I moved over on her, but I moved over real slow,
mm-hmm.
and my lug nuts on the front wheel of the tractor trailer, you know, they stick out a little bit.
Yeah.
Caught her rim, started to break her rim, mm-hmm. but I caught it quick enough, and I moved back over. But that's the only thing that was done was that.
When I used to deliver for Papa John's,
but it was close. If I had just yanked it over. That would have been an accident, man. I would have forced her right into the right off the road.
I got charged for petty shit too. Like there used to be people parked alongside of the one way or the in and out, and we had to make a wide turn on the end. Well, apparently the ICC bumper on the back of the trailer caught alongside of the end car and
you swung wide, didn't you?
I had to because I was going to hit a tree, and that's the way we had to get around and jump a curb, you know, and
jump.
They don't take some of these parking lots don't take in consideration
they
the trucks.
They don't care.
They don't
care about you.
I know.
You're replaceable.
Yeah. And when it starts not being fun anymore, it's time to get out. You know, that's how I look at it. You know, you got to do what's.
Yeah, it's tough because they pay. You know, they're paying me good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're paying me damn best money I ever made in my life. There's that. I'm almost done. I'll be in a couple of years probably. Or maybe, you know my situation there.
Yeah.
Maybe sooner if my eye doesn't get fixed. But yeah, I'm ready to do something else for sure.
It's getting harder and harder, especially with all the DOTs and everything else going on. And
it's,
you know, it's just
and the weather.
Makes it tough.
The weather's really a lot of roads washed out and floods and.
Yeah, that's one thing with me, especially, you know, when I had my accident there, when 4 months after I had my license, I take driving very seriously, and if I start feeling uncomfortable or unsafe, that's when it's time to get off the road or.
Just send it, Jay. Just send it.
Yeah.
That's the same. I got something for you.
So, Pat plays a little guitar and when I used to work overnights and stuff, I used to get a phone call late at night, and it'd be Pat calling me saying, "Jay, I got something for you." So I always encourage my buddy. I love his playing, his music, and here it is.
I take up all Jay's time, but that's a little something for you, Jay.
That's awesome, buddy. I love it. That's one of my favorite tunes that he does play. He has come a very long way, and I think he sounds great.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So, but
I'll see you, Jay's people. Nice meeting you.
It's great having you, Pat. I think we're gonna end this segment, and I'll catch you next time. Round two. Here we go.
Ding, 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 ding. Come on, fucker.
That was a great afternoon. That was awesome, buddy.
Yes, my brother.
All right. High five.
My brother.
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple drinks earlier, and I'll tell you what. I do drink a couple times a year, and it's phenomenal. You know, but
And by the way, just so everybody's clear, Jay was not drinking beer this morning. That was me.
But you know, I do have my drinks, and it's a couple years, and when I do, it's fun. It depends on the atmosphere, though, and
you got to be with the right people.
That's exactly it.
Look at that fucking kitten. How fucking cute is that? Oh my fucking god! Oh,
they're adorable.
Ah, I want to scoop them right up, man. Jay's kittens, everybody. They're fucking cute.
Yeah. But man, well, we got some stories, don't we?
We do, brother. We got some mileage together.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Did Jay ever tell you guys about the time he had a car drive up under the back of his tractor trailer, you know, the trailer part, and it got stuck there? And so he's dragging a car through a construction zone, and the construction worker's yelling at him, "Hey, you got a car!" It was a bad accident, right, Jay?
Yeah, it was a construction site. Everything was slowing down to like 40 miles an hour.
And you slowed down, and she rammed into you. Boom.
Wasn't paying attention. Must have been on a cell phone or whatever.
Yep.
Had no clue. And it took to us to become fully stopped for somebody to yell out really loud, "Car on fire! Car on fire!"
You didn't know she was there.
Yeah, and that's the problem with big trucks, because you just don't feel anything back there. So that I felt terrible for the woman, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, if you were paying attention,
you had some bad deals, bro, driving.
Yeah,
you had a couple of bad deals.
That's why I don't like being on the road anymore. Yeesh. It's just the way that people are today.
I don't blame you. You had some fucking bad shit happen.
Yeah. That was it. A month, you know, being there, I'm parked on the very end parking spot at a Pilot, and all of a sudden, I'm woken up abruptly by my shit shaking. Everything's coming out of the cabinets. Everything's falling apart. Like, what the hell is going on?
It's coming out of the cabinets. The microwave's falling out of the refrigerator.
It was a mess. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I opened up the curtain. My front end is missing.
Yeah.
And then a tanker's right in front of me.
Oh, that's that one in Skodak. That That is the worst freaking truck stop in America. That thing is tight.
It's tight.
It is
small.
So tight.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's so tight.
But yeah, I had a lot of stuff happen on the road.
Go back there again. Fucking thank God. Fucking thank God.
That place is terrible.
Truck stops in general are fucking shit shows now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't know. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people come out the exit signs and go in the entrance. It's all backwards now, and it's not fun. But there's a lot of stories, you know, and
we got lots of stories.
It's just
talking on the CB radio back in the day.
Some of the conversations that took place were so professional. It reminded me of Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, you know? My god,
good old days, you know. That's how
with CB real CB talk.
CB
lingo. Yeah, we got a dragon wagon in the center lane with a mama bear, papa bear.
Smoky bear in the middle of the woods, mile marker 91/3.
Back her down. I miss them days,
I
bro.
I do. I know it. It's just a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, after a while, you just get tired of the ignorance and shit on the road, and it's just it's tiring, you know.
I get tired of even talking about it. I really do, because it just pisses me off.
Yeah, it's not the same anymore. I mean, there was a point in time where I was on actually Buse Bar for the shit because I couldn't handle my, you know, I was getting tired with all the ignorance and stuff going on the road. And I get to the point where I want to drive people off the side of the road because they're acting ignorant. And I try to give them previous signs and warnings to begin with. You know, they weren't paying attention, you know, and I'm thinking safety because people don't seem to understand a lot of them. When those tires blow or something like that, you could shatter windows. You can kill somebody. Trucks are dangerous.
They are. Don't stay by them. Get by them. If you're going to pass one, pass it.
Exactly.
Don't pass it and take the exit, okay? Don't do that. But
we work long hours, and they're tiring. And so we just don't have time for the ignorance and stuff. But, yeah, Buse Bar and all that other fun stuff I was on because of road rage. Good stuff. But some of the stories, I mean, like, you've been a witness to a lot of stuff, you know, like, stuff that wasn't my fault due to ignorance and people lacking common sense.
Those couple incidents at the truck stop.
Oh.
At the Loves or Pilot, one of them shit show truck stops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guy's parked in the fuel lane. He's not pulled up to the fuel pump. He's just like sitting there on his phone. Jay goes by him, and he's talking to me on the phone, right? I'm doing my own thing. And all of a sudden, I hear a horn beeping, bam, bam, bam. The guy got pissed because Jay pulled in front of him. Well, you're not sitting there. You're not doing anything, man.
He's on his cell phone, and I'm running on empty. I need to get some fuel.
The guy was mad. He was mad, blowing his horn.
I'm running out of time. I got to get back to the show. You know, the shop.
Yeah, we got day cabs. We don't have a sleeper, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and they pushed you right to the very end.
Oh, they did. That was the most stressful fucking trucking job I ever had with them.
Yeah.
Because they had the ELDs. Now, back when I was pushed for time, we had paper logs. You could make that shit work, you know?
Right. Yeah.
The ELD.
No.
And then you have to sit there and wait, remember, for them to come and get you. How many times did we run out of hours?
Yeah. And this is, guys, when we're driving day cabs, we're home every single day, and once a week we were allowed a 16-hour day. It's called a big day. And that's because we were home and, you know, we went somewhere.
We left the same time from the same terminal every day.
And we made it back
every single day.
But so there was weeks where we pushed 16-hour days, and most of the time, they were 12 to 14 hours easily every single day.
My new job, I have never – I might have put in for my 16-hour day because I wasn't sure, but I didn't have to use it.
Yeah.
The whole time I was there.
That's nice.
The fucking logistics. Remember how stressful that was, bro?
Oh,
running out of time.
And the problem with that.
Clock's cut, and you're waiting for the extension to come, and the clock is ticking. It's like, I got 3 seconds on my clock. Please give me my fucking extension.
Mm-hmm. The problem with that company.
Just so you can get home. Just so you can get fucking home.
There's maybe one or two people in that whole company that actually driven big truck.
Yeah. Well,
so they have no clue what it's like. They know what it's like behind a screen because the screen says so.
Well, it's only an inch on the map, sir. You know.
You can do it.
It's only an inch on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you have enough time to do that and get back.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sitting here telling you I don't because I know the roads and how much time it takes.
That job was stressful.
Yeah, it was.
Some of those places in New Jersey they sent me, bro.
My GPS hated Jersey. Jersey and the New York City did not like it for some reason.
It's because Jersey, like 95 and US 1, the one beside 95.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on either one of them, it just puts you in like the middle of them because they're so close together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, just a story without Loves. That guy, I can't remember all what took place, but we were going back at it, you know, talking back and forth. It was comical because we were both laughing. You were on the phone with me.
I was on the phone. I was laughing my ass off.
And we were, guys, we were arguing, whatever, saying, exchanging words all the way into the store.
Yeah.
Taking
the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom together, coming out into our trucks, still talking all the way throughout the parking lot. It was ridiculous. And that's just the kind of stuff.
It was kind of a calm altercation.
It was funny, but I'm not there to start problems or trouble, and I don't want to fight or anything, but I thought it was comical, and I just had enough of this bullshit.
You had a laugh, right?
Oh, yeah, that was funny. That was funny, because we both laughed afterwards.
It was funny for me, too.
I mean, some of the stuff that I just walk into is just like, wow. You know, but, I mean, overall, today was a great day, and I was very blessed that you came up and seen me and got some New York in me a little bit.
Guys.
I'm
fixing to kick your ass in some boxing here or something.
Oh, the virtual reality thing?
I can't actually kick your ass. I can only fight somebody else, right?
Yeah, that's right, because we don't have the other set of goggles and stuff.
Imagine that if we actually had, we'd probably get close to each other, actually be punching people, punching each other in the face.
Or knocking TVs or something.
My God, you definitely need supervision when that thing is going on.
Oh, heck yeah, because there's some games on that thing where
He's telling me to come up. I was like almost humping the TV. What a good
I know Sil's telling you to stop moving.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't move.
Yeah, that's so,
Yeah. Yeah, that boxing one's going to be fun. But there's some of them where I had to take a break and like stop because it made me sick to my stomach because it feels like you're actually walking on almost on edge. Like
it was tripping me out, looking down.
Yeah.
Look at the there's tents down there. There's tents with lights in them or something. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Wow, you're just drawn by that light. And all it was kind of like a meditation. Like, dude, this is nothing. Try something that's still something like this. And you're like, dude, I like where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
It is, dude.
The way you can look around. And it's not like you just got to look at the thing you're looking at. And you can look all around and there's stuff. Yeah.
Up and down and all over.
Like you're
like you're actually
suspended
there.
In the air. Like.
You're in there.
Somehow. Yeah, it's really cool.
It is.
All right, I'm going to help.
All right. And I think that's going to conclude today's segment on Spirit Talk.
See you, Jay's people.
And that concludes today's segment on Spirit Talk. I'm Jay.
And I'm Sue.